Beijing hit back on Wednesday at U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio for saying the world will never forget the deadly Tiananmen Square crackdown in 1989, describing his remarks as an attack on China. Troops and tanks forcibly cleared peaceful protesters from Beijing's Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989, after weeks-long demonstrations demanding greater political freedoms. The exact toll is unknown, but hundreds died, with some estimates exceeding 1,000. China's communist rulers have since sought to erase any public mention of the crackdown, with censors scrubbing all online references. Police were seen by AFP on Wednesday at the entrance to Wan'an Cemetery, a site in West Beijing where victims of the crackdown are known to be buried. Officers were also posted at several intersections leading into Tiananmen Square. On Wednesday evening, a line of buses and a cherry picker partially blocked screens at the German and Canadian embassies showing images of candles, a symbol commonly used to pay tribute to Tiananmen victims. Rubio said in a statement that the world will never forget what happened on June 4, even as Beijing actively tries to censor the facts. "Today we commemorate the bravery of the Chinese people who were killed as they tried to exercise their fundamental freedoms, as well as those who continue to suffer persecution as they seek accountability and justice for the events of June 4, 1989," Rubio said. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Lin Zhen hit back during a briefing in the capital, saying Beijing had lodged a solemn protest over the American politicians' comments, which maliciously distort historical facts and seriously interfere in China's internal affairs. Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te echoed Rubio's remarks, vowing to preserve the memory of victims of the bloody crackdown. "Authoritarian governments often choose to be silent and forget history. Democratic societies choose to preserve the truth and refuse to forget those who have contributed to the ideal of human rights in their dreams," Lai said on Facebook. China claims Taiwan is part of its territory and has threatened to seize the democratically run island by force. In Hong Kong, jailed activist Chow Hang Tung began a 36-hour hunger strike on Wednesday, a dogged attempt to individually commemorate the anniversary in a city that once hosted huge public remembrances. The former lawyer used to help organize an annual vigil that drew tens of thousands to the city's Victoria Park. Hong Kong had been the only place under Chinese rule where commemoration of the crackdown was tolerated. Slogans at the candlelight vigil sometimes called for democracy in China and an end to one-party rule. But after huge and sometimes violent protests roiled the city in 2019, Beijing brought in a wide-ranging national security law that has quashed political dissent. The public memorial has effectively been banned and Chow imprisoned, facing a potential life sentence on subversion charges,